There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because mm-hmm. they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app. It's hour two. It's a Meat Friday. Morale is high. King's Hawaiian came in, Chef Greg, and he's going to create the feast today for lunch, the Feast de Resistance. And he said, do you mind if I whip up some breakfast sliders? And I go, no, nobody.
Nobody.
Man, are these good.
Man, did that make my day.
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
And it's sort of an early birthday present for Paulie. Paulie's birthday's this weekend.
Thank you, guys. It felt
happy
like
happy birthday.
Nobody cares. No.
We didn't say we didn't care.
Yeah.
We just had a birthday.
Yeah. Yes, Todd.
Can the Bears get him a win against the Chiefs on Sunday?
I don't
know.
I don't really realize.
Sorry. No.
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 I'm going to ask for something realistic.
By the way, here is the menu. And once again, I don't speak Spanish. I did ask Paulie. I think you speak at
Paquito.
Paquito.
Yeah.
A little bit. Carne asada sliders, and there's the Fog City slider. Fog City slider has a smoked turkey.
You pronounce Fog City correctly, Dan.
Oh, it's not Fogge City. Fog. It's Fog City. The Milford Man Cave lobster slider. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
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 Market price.
This is the lobster roll.
No, I'm not taking money out of my pocket.
How many times have you seen market price on the menu Ooh. And then ask about what the market price is? I've never done it. I usually just shy away from that. Like, I'm not ordering that.
Yes, I'm not getting that. Market price.
Yeah, market price.
If I got to ask, I'm not in.
Yeah, because it feels like they might change it right in front of you. They look at you and you go, how much are we going to charge this goofball? Yeah, that's $59.99 market price. Okay, I'm going to bypass that. Yes, Paulie.
The lobster roll has become almost a delicacy where you could pay $35 for that at some places, like nice restaurants.
They have data going back to the 1920s here in Milford, Connecticut, that they had a place that specialized in lobster rolls. And this was considered a poor man's food. But lobster roll, market price. We have that later today, the Milford Man Cave Lobster Slider. Our thanks to King's Hawaiian. They came in and they're whipping up. I have a screen in front of me, and we have cameras all over the man cave. And I said, could you put the camera on the grilling area just so I can watch these guys? It's not distracting. I mean, it is distracting, but it's I don't care. Like, just watching people create things like this, I love this. This is better than the game last night. Just watching the chef create some things out on the Traeger grills is better than what we saw last night. Yes, Eden.
So is the chef currently, is he the Brock Purdy, more the Debo, more, you know, Christian McCaffrey?
I'd say he's Christian McCaffrey.
He had a night.
Yeah, he did.
That's working out.
You know what happens sometimes with players, that when they're hit, do they go down or do they get those extra 3 or 4 yards? The Niners, Debo certainly, and McCaffrey, I don't know what their numbers are, but when they get hit after contact, you know, Nick Chubb was one of the best after contact. I'm sure Derrick Henry's number is pretty crazy. But when you get hit, do you get those extra 3 or 4 yards? And it felt like that. You were getting that out of those guys. Christian McCaffrey had 119 scrimmage yards, scored a touchdown. He scored a touchdown for the 12th consecutive game, if you include the regular season and the playoffs. And so that ties him with Jerry Rice for the most in 49ers history. The NFL record, consecutive games with a touchdown. It's a tie, 15 consecutive games. And one running back did it in the 70s, one running back did it in the 80s. Anybody want to offer up a guess? Paul?
Marcus Allen?
No.
Ooh.
Marvin?
Eric Dickerson?
No. Back row? Todd, what about you?
I was kind of leaning towards Dickerson also.
Wait, were you listening?
I was listening.
And what was the question?
I don't remember the exact question.
That's twice.
I don't remember that's the exact
twice
wording.
That's twice the exact wording.
I was texting about it.
Okay, so then you didn't hear me. You didn't hear me. And then you lied to me.
Something about Christian McCaffrey.
You lied to me.
It was something Christian McCaffrey.
Todd.
It was a good question.
Todd, this is the second time this week.
It's going to probably happen again. Sometimes I'm doing things related to the show and I'm not fully paying attention at a given point.
Okay.
It's guaranteed to happen again.
I knew that you didn't hear me.
But it's not because I'm not paying attention to the show. I'm like actually doing something that affects
me. Well, no,
like,
you're not paying attention to the show. Seton, do you have a guess? Don't say Eric Dickerson.
Marcus Allen.
13.
Yeah.
If anything, it's 11.
All right, let me try it again.
Okay. Roger Craig?
No. So the record for games with at least one touchdown is 15. A running back in the 80s and a running back in the 70s. So 15 consecutive games, these two running backs scored a touchdown. Paulie?
Try one more guess. I'm going to go Franco Harris in the 70s. Ooh. And John Riggins in the 80s.
Yes!
Oh, John Riggins.
Okay.
Now you're I'm dying to know the 70s one.
Tony Dorsett.
O.J. Simpson.
Glad to be back on the show.
Whoa! Yeah.
Stat of the day. Stat of the day. Here comes the stat of the day. Yay, stat of the day. Stat of the day. Here comes the stat of the day.
Stat of the day, brought to you by the great folks at Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Good morning if you're watching on Peacock, our streaming partner, our radio affiliates around the country. And Operator Tyler standing by for your phone calls. Say hello to those chatting on chat row. Yes, Seton.
Do you think that players like Christian McCaffrey and Debo Samuel aren't getting tackled or like they have those like yards after contact because more more like defensive players, they spend more time trying to punch the ball loose rather than actually tackling somebody?
Well, form tackling is a lost art. You're trying to throw your body at somebody or blow them up or trying to go for the ball that, you know, you don't really see too much of that. But I mean, those are great running, you know, they're great runners after the catch. And you're seeing that, but I mean, Debo got banged a couple times, but, man, he bounces back, gets up. He doesn't go out of bounds. So I don't know what the yards – oh, Todd wants to join the show now.
It wasn't just yards after the catch. Early in the game, he made a catch. The guys were banging into him from both sides to being holding onto the ball is another amazing thing that he's able to do beyond just the yards after the catch.
All right, thank you.
Back to you in the studio.
All right, thank you.
We're talking about Debo Samuel, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Todd is going to visit his daughter at Wake Forest, and he has to get out of here early. and to make the flight.
Not leaving now. It's just like but literally it feels 10 minutes
like,
early.
It feels like.
I got 1 foot out the door already.
Yeah, you got your bag over there.
I do have my bag.
Luggage.
Because I have to pack my laptop.
Monday, religious holiday. You're taking that off.
I'm just one big vacation for me.
All right.
Long weekends of getting kidney stones removed.
Oh, here we go.
I'm on my yacht getting my kidney stone pulled out of me.
Yeah, okay. All right. Poll question for hour two. All in favor of letting Todd go to the airport now, say aye.
Why would you be mean like that on a Friday? We got sausage, egg, and cheese things and King's Hawaiian, and then you're like making me feel guilty.
Wait, Paulie said no.
This is good content. I want to keep him here another hour and a half. The scattered Todd is great.
I did realize that trying to get on the road 10 minutes early becomes like a thing that I'm like doing the show an injustice, like a horrible thing.
All right.
But you were kind enough to ask me about yesterday. It said you need to leave a little earlier so you don't miss your flight, which was kind of you. Now it's become a, wow, you can't wait to get out of here.
You also have a sports center tease.
I do.
And before you leave.
Can we do that in the final segment of the show?
Wow.
No, because you'll be gone.
Yeah.
You guys are very mean.
By the way, we're doing boy bands today. We all picked out a song from our favorite boy bands. And that, yes, Marv, what?
It's so exciting. NSYNC was mine. But then I switched to New Edition. NSYNC was one of those guilty pleasures of mine. You're driving around in your car. Oh, bye, bye, bye. One of your friends sees you. Oh, what's up, Marv? What are you doing? Listening to Biggie. Yeah. Lying through my teeth.
Yeah, I got Snoop on. I'm listening to Tupac. I'm listening to Pac. Yeah, Seton.
It was a funny email. I didn't realize that we were doing this today. So then I got an email from Marvin that was like, hey, send me your favorite boy band song.
Yeah. I didn't have one.
Okay. My very first thought, honestly, was Motley Crue. I mean, they're essentially a boy band on motorcycles, really, when you think about it.
Okay.
Vince Neil is essentially Justin Timberlake of hair metal in the 80s.
Hot take.
Yeah. But my very first thought was like, oh, it's got to be.
That's good.
It's got to be Motley Crue.
That's good. I didn't have a boy band. I never was a boy band fan, except for if you said the Beatles or Jackson 5. But then I don't know if the requirements of the rules, I was allowed to pick them because it had to be something that was constructed by somebody where they brought in three or four or five people from, you know, that didn't know each other. And then they collaborated and listen. Yes, Todd.
The Jackson 5 and the Beatles, they're not cheesy to me. And I can't speak for like 9-year-old girls, but there has to be some kind of cheese ball effect by some people looking at them, like, you know, with their moves and everything to make it a boy band. You need that.
Yeah, but the Beatles could have been cheesy. The early Beatles.
She loves you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you know that can't be bad.
Right. That's her first hit.
I want to hold your hand. That could be cheesy boy band topics. You know, Jackson 5, same thing. And then they developed. But I would have put them in the boy band, but that's not the song that I picked for my boy band. Yes, Paul.
I think you could put Jackson 5 in because they were created by the family. You know, they placed people in different roles. They made Michael the youngest, the featured artist, and they were very young when they were hitting. I mean, Michael Jackson was a household name at 12. Yeah. I mean, deeply.
All right, Todd, you want to do your SportsCenter tease?
Let's do it.
Okay. Do we have some music there, Marvin? Here we go.
Coming up on SportsCenter, can you smell what the Brock is cooking? Purdy continues to produce. Things get a bit punchy in Santa Clara, so why wasn't Trent sent packing? The Bears QB threw some arrows at his coaches. Will we be pointing fingers at Fields and Arrowhead? Diggs this, a dominant defensive force in Dallas is done. Will the Bengals have their QB Monday night versus the Rams, or will they burrow their heads in the sand? The Buckeyes are ready to fight the Irish. Will Notre Dame South bend but not break on Saturday? Stay in your lane. Will it be another swing and an Ole Miss for Kiffin versus Saban? Also, do you believe things will be just ducky for Colorado and Eugene, or will Oregon have Prime's number? Our Shador is wide open, so come inside, SportsCenter next.
Pretty good.
Our Shador is open.
Our Shador is wide open.
Wide
come on
open.
In, SportsCenter.
Thank you, Todd.
We should ask ESPN to use one of those.
You know, we got some friends over there still, don't we?
Oh, yeah. Tons of friends.
How about Randy?
Yeah.
Randall K?
Yeah, we could ask Randy Scott.
Yeah. Okay. Randall K. Scott, maybe he could do that.
You guys are just making fun of us. We don't do play on words and things like that. I don't know where you get that from.
Wait, do they still do teases, though?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. SportsCenter teases, sure.
Oh, okay.
And we know a guy who helps write the sports.
Oh, yeah,
teams.
your brother.
He used to. He's in a different department, but he used to do that for
He's not
for
doing tease and bump anymore?
No, he's like filming like commercials with the athletes and stuff for like movies when they show those like movie promos. Right.
Moving on up. I like it. Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
Thank you for that.
I enjoy doing that.
Yeah.
Thanks for humoring me.
Yeah. By the way, we did the gambling podcast yesterday. Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble. It's Shea and Irving, Bad Larry, and Dylan, the graphics guy. And Shea touches on a variety of topics, usually his marriage, if he's on the wagon or not, his background, times he spent in jail. And so here's a little bit of Shea and Irving on the podcast yesterday. You know, when I walked in here today, I saw a little nip of Fireball.
Oh, gross.
No.
Who would do that?
It was Dylan.
Oh,
yeah.
Disgusting.
It was on the floor.
We went out and got our usual White Claws. So
like
I got a
men
nip.
Do.
Like men do. And then men also get a nip of Fireball.
Oh, give me that
Shea's
bottle.
Shea's drinking, everyone.
Let me just see. Hey, stop. You're not allowed to say anything. Shea's not drinking.
At all.
No.
No, I no. know.
Thank
just
you.
Being
Thank
a
you
a as... It's kombucha.
Durka.
Yes. Shea, you know, I paused for a reason because he had a White Claw and he was going to open it up. And then I just like, all right, you're going to bust yourself here. But he tells me that, you know, things have never been better with the roommate. The Cowboys are playing well and he's in a great place. Yes.
My mom met Shea and Irving yesterday.
Oh, okay.
And she invited him over. She was like, my mom, she lives in Long Beach Island in New Jersey. And Shea was like, I just spent the summer there. I was just down there or whatever. He's like, and you know, he's doing his whole Shea thing. She went, well, why didn't you come over? You should have stopped by next time you're there. Come over. We'll have dinner.
Oh, boy.
That is a combo right there, Shea and my mom.
I think I'm going to his house next Wednesday to have dinner.
Fun.
And do his podcast. And his, you know, his wife is going to make us dinner. And I wanted to make sure that they were on good terms because I didn't know if I could trust her if she was making dinner for us, what she might do. And he said, no, you know, Danny, 3 weeks, we're doing well. And I said, all right, then I'll maybe go over there on Wednesday night.
Roommate's making pot roast.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Take a break here. Did we come up with a poll question, Eden?
Yeah, we have one. How do you like your orange juice? Pulp, some pulp, no pulp.
Oh,
okay. Nobody's doing that one. Nobody.
Yeah.
College football weekend. We'll look at some of the bigger matchups. And then we have a new segment, Paulie.
The MMWGOTW, the most must-win game of the week. We did this last week. Dan, it's flying off the shelves.
Okay.
MMWGOTW.
Okay. All right. Let's take a break. We have a lot to get to. Todd Blackledge, the former quarterback, he is going to be on the call with Notre Dame and Ohio State. He'll join us a little bit later on. Take a break back after this. Somebody got a great night's sleep. What, Marvin? Is there a problem?
No problem. Sleep number.
Okay. All right. 75, by the way. And you have questions. They have answers for you. You have these smart beds that learn how you sleep, provide personalized insights. It's really like you have a friend in the bedroom with you. You're like, hey, how are you? It does everything but talk to you. You have the ideal firmness on both sides so you can change it. Comfort and support. Perfect bed for a couple. The smart beds automatically respond to your movements throughout the night, adjust to every move to keep you comfortable. Let's say too hot or too cold. They have something for you, the temperature balancing sleep number, smart beds. Whew, they're brilliant. Their sleep IQ is really high. Right now, save $400 on the new sleep number, C4 smart bed, plus special financing for a limited time. Go to a sleep number store or sleepnumber.com/Patrick, the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. See store for details. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
Boy band music is the theme today. Marvin gathered our favorite boy bands. Whose is this, Marvin?
This is yours.
Yes, that's Hanson. Boy band, they didn't dance. At least I don't think they did.
That song's not catchy.
Really?
Yeah. Wait, what's wrong, Todd?
Oh, I don't know. There's so many.
Bop. Wait, you got a problem with this?
I don't think you took this assignment seriously. You cannot do it.
You are absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
I'll just go with Mbop by Hanson, and I'll just give that to Marvin.
Yeah. That's what I did.
That's exactly what you did.
Okay.
It was a little bit of a stretch of an assignment this week, got to admit.
A stretch for me?
I think for most.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm not a boy band man.
Yeah, well, Todd definitely, I knew for a fact he was doing New Kids on the Block because he sings that all the time.
Yes.
I got about seven of them downloaded when I go for a little walk. It goes from NSYNC to One Direction back to New Kids. I got it all.
Damn. That doesn't sound like a good walk.
It's a great walk.
That's a walk spoiled.
Bye, 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 and all that stuff. It's all good.
Good walk spoiled. That's
yes, yes, sir.
When I said that I was doing boy band songs for today, Todd sent me his song 8 minutes later.
Oh.
And on the drive home, I was going, tearing up my heart when I'm with you. So I'm all in on that.
But you don't have to sing every song.
I know,
song.
It was an excuse to sing a line. I know, I was weak.
Okay. The MMWGOTW.
Most must-win game of the week, Dan.
And we're talking college or pro?
Either. Any reasoning.
Either.
And we're trademarking this, by the way.
Okay. The MMWGOTW. Paulie, why don't you go first?
Glad to. I think Clemson has a must-win game this weekend. Florida State just got tested by BC, right?
Okay.
So they usually come back well after that.
Right.
It's at Clemson. If they lose to Florida State, Debo, they're 2-2. They lost to Duke early. You kind of forget that game. They lay the big egg. Charleston Southern and Florida Atlantic, they won those games, but that means nothing. Their schedule this year, they don't have any hammers But they got all good teams they're facing. Florida State, Syracuse, Wake, Miami at Miami, NC State, Notre Dame, Georgia Tech, North Carolina, and South Carolina finish the season. Clemson could, if they lose this one, early rumblings about the coaching situation.
And did you freeze up on Clemson's coach's name? You were going to go
Debo Samuel. I almost said Debo Samuel.
Yeah, yeah. I was right there with you. As soon as you go, Debo's.
Yeah.
And I went, Todd, do you know the head coach at Clemson?
Dabo Swinney.
Yes, all right.
I think he's going to get a good hall pass for a real bad year, but not a second one.
But here's the thing with Dabo. He doesn't believe in NIL or the transfer portal. He's kind of railed against it. At some point, you got to embrace it. Todd, what is your MMWGOTW?
It's the second kickoff on Monday night. I am very concerned about your Cincinnati Bengals. Rams at Bengals, whether it's Joe Burrow, Jake Browning, or somebody in the stands, whatever it is, they go 0-3 in that division. That's going to be a problem for Cincinnati.
All right. Seton, your MMWGOTW.
This might be a little bit of a stretch. I'm sort of going along the same lines as Paulie, early September hot seat rumblings. I think that Texas A&M have to beat Auburn this weekend.
Ooh.
Jimbo Fisher.
Jimbo.
Disappointing season last year. Ooh. Can't do that back-to-back.
Yeah.
This feels like he needs to put up a dub. SEC West, he needs to win this weekend.
Okay. All right. Yeah, Paul.
Totally agree with Seton on this one. Auburn, you know, you think you can get that one. Texas A&M has Alabama. They got Tennessee coming up. They have Ole Miss coming up. They got LSU coming up. Not two ugly seasons in a row.
Not a walk in the park, right? Two ugly seasons in a row. If he doesn't win this weekend, people start talking.
All right. Monster buyout.
Marvin.
You know what? I got the Jets. Must win for them. At home against the Patriots, they've lost 14 straight.
Mm.
The Patriots are down. The Jets are, for the first time in about a decade, they're considerably better than the Patriots. Zach Wilson or Aaron Rodgers, no matter who the quarterback is, and they're at home. They have to win this one, I think.
New England is favored by 2.5.
Terrible.
Bill Belichick has at least one win against the New York Jets in 22 consecutive seasons. Tied for the longest such streak with Tom Landry, who beat Washington 22 consecutive times in 22 consecutive seasons from 1962 to 1983. I have one. This one is going to shock you. This is the MMWGOTW.
Flows nicely.
Okay. You guys want to guess the must win situation here. Paulie?
The Buffalo Bills.
Nope. Marvin?
The Chargers.
Yes. Chargers and the Vikings.
That's a double must win game.
Yes, it is. Okay, I'm looking at the fallout from this. Let's say the Chargers lose. Brandon Staley is on fire. And maybe, you know, that's a hot seat, hot seat. An early hot seat for a job that you would have a long line of people who would want that job. As for the Vikings, they lose at home. And now all of a sudden you're 0-3. At what point do you start to look at maybe trading Kirk D. Cousins? That could be the fallout from that game. So that's my MMWGOTW. Yes, Todd?
The only thing that can save them, because it's only three games in, both of those divisions aren't particularly great. Outside of the Chiefs and the AFC West, there's no real dominant teams. Green Bay should be okay, but you can
Why are you debunking my
MMWGOTW? Not debunking. I'm saying you can still, in those divisions, you can still clean up your act, even at 0-3. You can't close the door on them with 14 more games.
Okay. All right.
That's all.
I mean, it was mine. I didn't, you know, critique yours.
Fair enough. But the Chargers are in a lot of trouble.
Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Todd. Yeah, Paul.
Perception-wise, I know it's not must-win for the Bills at the Commanders, but nobody nationally thinks the Commanders are any good because people just don't talk about them or watch them because of the old Daniel Snyder stink.
They're good.
Right.
They are good.
They're only – Buffalo's given 6. If somehow the Commanders squeak out a win and the Bills are 1-2, and Josh Allen has – let's say he has another off day. It just seems like nationally people are going to – sink their teeth into that one.
The boundlessly capable all-electric EQS SUV from Mercedes-Benz. They've thought of everything. The vehicle all-electric, the feeling all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS-SUV. Let's see. Is there a surprising point spread with these games coming up this weekend? Ohio State favored by 3 against Notre Dame, I think.
Yeah, still at 3.
Okay.
The Colorado line hasn't changed. Colorado's still getting 21 from Oregon.
Okay. Yeah, I thought that there's a lot of people who are betting the money line on Colorado to win outright against Oregon. A couple of phone calls in here. Tommy in North Carolina. Hi, Tommy. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. How you doing?
Good.
I think I have a name for the official Crappensburg State message board.
Okay.
Talking crap.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Tommy.
Okay.
The coach's show, Talking Crap with Coach.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We should open up a real school.
Every Friday night at 7
yeah.
on our local AM.
Yeah, Talking Crap. Yeah. The fact that people are taking time out of their busy morning.
Dude. People are thinking about this.
Yes, they are. Yes.
Like, oh, man, it hit me last night on the way home from work. I got to call in tomorrow.
Yeah.
I love that.
Robert in Sacramento. Hi, Robert.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Listen, you guys are talking about what the Niners need to do with Brock Purdy. It's obvious that they made a deal with the devil after what they did with the Trey Lance deal, and they're having success. So let's give this guy 10 years, $200 million guaranteed, $300 million contract, because these guys have a way of being able to eat crap and toot rainbows, and let's see what they do. I mean, after what they did with Trey Lance, why not see if it works with this one? They're bad decisions. Obviously seem to work out.
Yeah, but I don't want to sign anybody to a 10-year deal. Nobody. I mean, if I did, it would have been, you know, it'd be Patrick Mahomes with that, you know, that initial contract or his second contract. But, you know, 10 years is an eternity. Like if I said to the Padres, hey, how's the Manny Machado deal turning out? You know, if you're the Angels, Mike Trout. I mean, you may get some numbers there. Ask the Angels about Albert Pujols. Like, you sign up and you're like, God, we can't get out from underneath this. I'd rather roll the dice with something like that. And I know that, you know, there's the analytics will tell you, yeah, sign them up and you're able to, you know, amortize or whatever, you know, tax stuff. I don't know. Depreciation. But I don't want to sign anybody for. I would give Brock Purdy. Let's see how he plays out this year. Let's say they go 13-4. They go to the NFC title game again. I'm going to give you 3 years, $100 million, and I'll make it guaranteed. I want to see how the arm holds up. I mean, we're three games in. You got an entire season. But then I can just say, you know what? We're not going to do anything for the next 2 years. And you would be paying about $2 million. That's it. And he would still have to have a roommate. Ryan in Honolulu. Ryan, what's on your mind today?
Aloha, Dan. Well, it was a giant task, but I made 49 mock headlines for you. I'll give you my top five. How about that?
Okay.
New kid on the block. Step by step. 49ers gonna get to the Super Bowl.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Saquon's Barkley is worse than his bite. Ruled out for Thursday night. Andrew Luck keeps things civil. Oh. Debo's kneeboed. But Ronnie answers the bell.
Okay. Ronnie Bell. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Coach Kyle Shan Magician makes any quarterback look pretty.
All right. Thank you. I would have stopped with Andrew Luck. But thank you, Ryan. That's Ryan in Honolulu. Ken is in Texas. Hi, Ken.
Hey, DP. Hey, I'm calling to push back on this narrative that's used to kind of bash Brock Purdy that Shanahan is a genius and you can kind of just roll anybody out there and it'll work.
Mm-hmm.
I looked it up. Shanahan's had 6 starting quarterbacks since 2017 when he took the job. four of them are not named Jimmy G or Brock Purdy. C.J. Beathard, Nick Mullins, Brian Hoyer, and Trey Lance. Their combined records are 9-29 as starters. Jimmy G and Brock Purdy are 46-17. So I think it matters.
Okay, how responsible is Kyle Shanahan for that record?
I don't know.
And Brock Purdy. How responsible is Brock Purdy? Remember Jimmy G? Jimmy G, unbelievable record.
Brock Purdy is 10-1. These other four guys, two of whom were drafted, two of whom were undrafted, roughly like Brock Purdy, except Trey Lance was a first rounder. These other four guys were 9-29. Brock Purdy's 10-1.
Well, Jimmy G won too, correct?
Yep. You get paid for wins and losses.
Okay. If you want to go into battle with Jimmy G as your quarterback, all right, good luck with that. You're all in on Brock Purdy? Good. Yeah, you're a Niner fan. Kyle Shanahan does make a difference with these quarterbacks. These quarterbacks that you're mentioning were not big-name quarterbacks. I mean, they were fill-ins. Now, you could say they didn't draft well with Trey Lance. That's a knock against, you know, John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan. Brock Purdy is good. But I'm sorry. In this hot take world where you got to make a decision right now, I said the same thing about Jalen Hurts. I want to see him do it again this year. Danny Dimes, I wanted to see him do it again. Kyler Murray, I wanted to see him do one more. Was I right with that? Was I right with Danny Dimes? Like, be patient. And if Brock Purdy gets them to the Super Bowl or NFC title game, and you want to give him $50 million a year, go ahead. Would I? No. But if you want to, great. He's a great story. Yeah, Paul.
Jimmy Garoppolo with the Niners was 38-17 winning record as a starter. That's fantastic. Regular season.
Yeah.
In the postseason, all his numbers go down drastically. With the Niners, he was he threw four touchdowns and six interceptions in his career in the postseason. Yeah. And all his numbers went down, his completion percentage, everything went down. Garoppolo was like so close to being very good, but in a tight situation or a clutch situation, it seemed like he's going to give it up, and that's why they moved on. You know, Purdy feels a little more clutch, a little more gunslingerish. But well, again, like you said, you haven't seen it completely.
But how much credit do I give Kyle Shanahan for Jimmy G? How much blame do I give Kyle Shanahan? Because if you go, hey, you know what? Great game plan, great during the regular season. Well, then he doesn't do well in the postseason. Now, is that on Kyle Shanahan or Jimmy G? Like, at some point, it has to be on the quarterback. I'm going to give you a game plan. I can give you a great game plan, but if you can't carry it out, can't make a big play, that's on you. But Brock Purdy, let's see what he does. Must win situation. You get into a shootout, and you have to have him. He has to lead you down to, you know, fourth quarter. Like, that's what I want to see. I don't think that's crazy to ask to see that. And he's coming off a very serious injury. Yes, Mark.
So what if the Niners win the Super Bowl and this Niners defense looks like the 2000 Ravens defense? Do you do what the Ravens did? Like, you know what? Thanks for the Super Bowl, but we're not giving you any extension or a contract at all.
Well, they don't have to.
I'm just talking about paying him more.
I just want to see what his numbers are. If you said to Arizona, hey, on second thought, do you want to give Kyler Murray that contract? And the Giants are going to be saying the same thing about Danny Dimes. At the end of this season, are you going to look back and go, man, we probably should have waited to see if he could do something. We should have franchised him, which is what I said. And I said at the time with Kyler Murray, man, no way I'm going to give you a contract extension. And then you put in your contract that you have to study? No. No. Absolutely not. Yeah, Paul.
The Philadelphia Eagles went a year early with Jalen Hurts. They could have done the thing and let it play out a little longer.
Sure.
But they were probably said to themselves, okay, we're deciding Jalen Hurts is our future. Let's sign him now. And then, again, in 3 years, this deal will look great. It'll look, we're just biting the bullet a year early. They did the same thing the Arizona Cardinals did, but they did with the guy who took them to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I have more confidence in Jalen Hurts because I think Jalen Hurts is more of a grown-up than Kyler Murray. The guy is, by all accounts, a leader. He puts in the time. He is no nonsense. He wants to be great. He wants to be a leader. Kyler Murray, it came easy to him. High school, college, and he might be more talented. But who do I want? I want the professional. I want Jalen Hurts. That's all. Yeah, see.
Jalen Hurts has been showing that since Alabama. The way he handled that situation
absolutely
was just great the maturity. It was just off the charts.
Great point. All right, let me take a break. Got more phone calls coming up after this. We love to talk about who's the best. Who's the best basketball player, baseball player, football player? Who's the best coach? Well, who's the best distiller in the world? Yeah, there's a list. Brian Nation's his name. He started Keeper's Heart. Now, he also was part of some famous whiskeys in Ireland. He left Ireland to come to the United States. They started Keeper's Heart there in Minneapolis. And this is something really special because nobody's ever done this, or at least to the level that Brian has with Keeper's Heart. Combining the smooth character of Irish whiskey and the bold flavors of American whiskeys, delivering a unique taste experience worthy of the record books. World's best Irish whiskey. Yeah, Keeper's Heart was just named that. That was by the Tasting Alliance with their 10-year single malt. If you're a whiskey fan, try it. You can enjoy $10 off your whiskey purchase at keepersheartwhiskey.com. Make sure you use the promo code DAN2023. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Boy bands, the theme today. Who's this, Marvin?
The Sammy Sosa of music, Boys to Men.
Boys to Men. Is this yours?
It is not.
Who's this?
This one's mine.
Oh, okay.
And really for the reasons that I thought of, I mentioned before, I was going to do Motley Crue. But then I thought about what, I think Boyz II Men are so under-recognized or underappreciated for their contribution to music. Mm-hmm. And all of these boy bands right now, like NSYNC is probably going to get back together and do stadiums all over the country, and Boyz II Men aren't even remotely close to that right now, despite having launched all of those bands. Mm. They were the one to come first. So a little shout-out to Boyz II Men.
Okay. Were they like the Sugar Hill Gang was to rap?
Oh, that's interesting.
I don't know. You know what, though? They were like... there were a bunch of bands, how do I say this the right way? There were a bunch of bands that came after them that sounded exactly like them, but didn't look anything like them. Mm. And those people made a gajillion dollars off of, let's be Boyz II Men, but slightly different. What's the slight difference?
Yeah. Let's be white.
Taylor's Old as Time.
Yeah.
I just said that about New Edition and New Kids on the Block. The same guy that created them. Yeah. Like, oh, I got five black kids from Boston? Let me get five white kids from Boston. Yeah. Let's see how much money I made.
Nailed it.
Hey, fun fact, Boyz II Men, they're named after a New Edition song. New Edition has a song called Boyz II Men, and they named themselves after him.
Oh. Yeah,
fun fact.
Thank you, Mark.
Fun fact.
All right, Boy Band Friday, all right.
Yeah. Nobody asked for this, but, well, you did.
Yeah, Marvin did.
Yeah, Marvin did. Okay.
I was thinking of one. I was like, oh, this would be perfect.
Yeah. And then I was like, I had to Google. I was like, great boy band songs. And then I was trying to find if there would be more than like 20 of them, and there were. They were
so,
like,
so you did research and still came up with Mbop as your choice.
Well,
I make sure I understand this.
I did do research.
The winner was Mbop Hansen.
You
13?
Know what?
11. That's your version of going 11.
You're the one that's got one foot out the door.
Okay.
I got to go see my daughter at Wake Forest.
I had one foot looking for a King's Hawaiian second sausage, egg, and cheese, but they moved the tray.
I know. Yeah. Yeah. You spent all your time getting your bags ready, not booking guests today. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Waiting for that one.
Boom.
Dang.
Yeah. Boom. How about that, Todd?
Parting shot on a Friday.
Yeah. We have these sliders. The King's Hawaiian chef, Greg, made some sliders, breakfast sliders. And it was supposed to be one, you know, for each of us. Todd's been pacing out there looking because he thinks there's more left over and he can't find them.
Because I'm going to miss the whole noon pig out festival.
Yeah, because you got to go see your daughter.
I wanted to grab one of those lobster things.
But... Yeah, I got to go see my daughter.
Family week. When am I going to not go?
Yeah, she goes to Wake Forest, too. My son goes to Syracuse. Yes,
big Georgia Tech Wake games.
Yeah, of course. That's going to be fun. Yeah.
The triad.
It's like 50th on the depth chart of college football.
The triad.
We'll be in the triad.
I like it.
Yellow Jackets, Demons. You can.
Yes. Yes, Paul.
Boyz II Men is still together, Dan. They still tour.
Oh, and, I did. I wasn't asking.
Oh, I just want a little update.
Oh, okay.
Boyz II Men, the original members, still together. And they performed the national anthem at the Fiesta Bowl last year between Michigan and TCU. They crushed it. I remember that.
Okay.
Good for them.
They're not going to be selling out MetLife anytime
soon.
No,
they're not. No, they're not.
If you're NSYNC and decide to do a tour, what if you called Boyz II Men and had them jump in? That'd be just a good thing, right?
Why?
Oh, like an opening act?
Why?
Yeah, it could be good.
You don't want to share any. Would it be great? Yeah. But I don't know if these bands go, hey, you know what? Let's do a solid to these guys. You know,
let's split our money even more.
Yeah.
Well, no, they need an opener. I mean, that's a solid opener. Everybody's got an opener.
I don't think NSYNC can do 2 hours.
Yeah, but that's
hours.
A big opener. The opener might be better than the actual.
I don't know that they draw like that, though. You know what I mean? Like, Boyz II Men are more like playing in Vegas rather than selling out, Cowboys Stadium.
Yeah, but they would sound better than NSYNC.
That's true.
That's the point.
Yeah.
Because sometimes where you go, man, that opening band, it's like, whoa.
Dang, they were good.
They sounded great. Yeah. Yes, Marv.
I consider them to be more like Sammy Sosa. Like, they didn't have a ton of hits, but the hits that they had were
massive.
Yeah,
but Sammy was not real. Sammy was artificially inflated.
Well, I'm not talking about whether they were real or not. I'm just saying as far as, like, the stats. So Boyz II Men probably had 4
I think you need to have
hits.
A Terrell Davis-type career, not Sammy Sosa. Because Terrell Davis is a Hall of Famer. Sammy Sosa is not going to be.
I mean, Boyz II Men's not in any Hall of Fame either.
Not yet.
End of the Road is a big song.
Is there going to be a boy band Hall of Fame? Is there a boy band Hall
of Fame? Is there a wing?
Yeah. Is there a wing?
Is there a wing?
Yeah. Yeah. They should have their own floor. What about first ballot Hall of Famers for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Do we do that?
Has there been a boys band that's gotten into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Jackson 5, I think.
Yeah.
That feels...
And the Beatles.
Like New Kids on the Block, they had a lot of success, right? A lot.
Are they going to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
I don't believe so.
No, I doubt it.
They've been eligible for 11 years.
Okay, you can't put NSYNC in and not put in Dave Matthews Band.
Or Foreigner.
Like, you can't.
Why not?
Because. Okay, do you think NSYNC should go into... I wish the show was ending in like a minute. Like, we have to do another hour. What, Todd?
I think the right stuff, step by step, and hanging tough are enough of a reason to put NKOTB right into that whole
thing. NKOTB.
Stop.
Is that when they became adults? And they, like, released an adult album, and they're like, we're right. Not New Kids on the Block anymore. We're NKOTB.
We're grown new men.
Okay, Jordan Knights, we'll work on that.
Yeah, we're new men on the block. I got to try to squeeze out one more hour of content. Todd Blackledge doing the Notre Dame-Ohio State game. He'll join us coming up. We'll get to more phone calls as well. More boy band chatter. Final hour in this Meet Friday on the way. One more item. We close out hour two. How you looking today? If I, you know, looked you up and down, I hope I'm noticing your shoes. And if you're wearing Wolf and Shepherd, and I know I'm going to notice those, they're made and worn by athletes. Maria Sharapova, Steve Nash, Rob Gronkowski, Aaron Andrews, yours truly. And it all started with the crossover, taking a classic dress shoe, at least the style of it, the silhouette, and then they want to make it an athletic-feeling shoe. Yeah, crazy, right? But they did it. But they didn't stop there. The all-new Cruise Line. Cutting-edge, casual styles made to be worn every day with the comfort that you can actually do it. Designed in L.A., crafted from premium Italian leather in Portugal, they look, they feel, they smell good, too. The future of footwear. Never sacrifice style for comfort again. Wolf and Shepherd. Dive into the future of footwear and discover what shoes were always meant to be. Wolfandshepherd.com. Wolfandshepherd.com. Tell them we sent you.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.